Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Thursday morning. Thank you guys so much once again for hanging out with us. Rusty Manziel coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the Georgia Bulldogs. We got a lot of things to get to in just a minute. We're going to hit a mic'd up, and we're going to talk about college football quarterbacks. You're buying, you're selling, you're holding. Got 10 of those guys lined up to be able to hit in that category. But first, let's get to some Major League Baseball playoffs. I got a question for you. Let's hit some of these scores real quick. Tigers win 9-3. Cubs 4-3. They force another game in that matchup. The Blue Jays over the Yankees. They clinch that series 3-1. And then the Phillies beat the Dodgers. Dodgers still lead that series 2-1. All right, so
Dylan's Phillies.
Yeah, Dylan's Phillies. Yeah,
I am a Braves fan and a Falcons fan, and I'm a fan of all NFL sports teams, despite false narratives made on the show. Back to you, fellas.
I will take a little bit of that off of you for a second because I've talked about this before. I grew up a Chicago Cubs fan, right? And watching Kyle Schwarber last night hit a couple taters for Philly, I'm curious if you get this feeling because I watched Dansby play a little bit yesterday for the Cubs. Obviously, Freddie Freeman, long time, 12 years for the Atlanta Braves, now with the Dodgers. Do you find yourself rooting for those guys when they're in their other teams after a long, stint with the Atlanta Braves or whoever your team is? Or do you find yourself looking at it going, dude, I'm sick of seeing that. It gives me a sick feeling in my stomach to see those guys play for somebody else. I just want it to go away.
Dansby, I do. I full on pull for Dansby because hometown kid, and when they both left in different ways.
Sure.
I am a fan, and so I get irritated by fan narratives that I hear, and you get mad at me about it, but I don't.
You get big ears in these moments.
I don't care. I heard the fans tell me how easily replaceable Dansby was and how just let him walk. I heard sports talk radio hosts tell me how easily replaceable he was and let him walk, and we have not had a shortstop since. I mean, we had that one year where it was like, oh, this is it was it was
Arcia had the first half.
Yeah, the first half of it was all it was.
Yes.
And so I root for him. With Freddie, it was like you need to resign, and Dansby would have stayed had them. Look, we were never going to offer Dansby what he got there.
But I think Cubs fans would make the argument they don't know if the money was there. It should have been there.
But I think if they don't let it get to that point, Dansby is still here.
For sure.
Now, the Freddie thing is that the money was almost the same. It was just an extra year, and it got ridiculous, and Freddie wanted to stay, just like Dansby did, but Freddie wanted to stay badly and probably would have taken the deal had he been able to see it, and his agent didn't let him see that final offer, apparently. He was like, no, that's not what we were taking. So, and I did not pull for Freddie last year. I actually really didn't care because I hate the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I was really happy to see him light up that World Series. I'm sick of the – and it's also the team they went to.
I was going to say, that's the biggest question because I hate the Dodgers. Even if I'm a Cubs fan or a Braves fan at the time, I don't like the Phillies, and I definitely don't like the Dodgers.
I'll never pull for these teams. Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, Mets.
Interesting.
Pretty much it. The Astros have worked.
Freaking hate
Cardinals are another one I'll never pull for.
God, I hate it.
Do you know why I hate the Cardinals? It's not even the same. You grew up a Cubs fan, so you hate them. And you didn't grow up in Atlanta. Dylan grew up in Atlanta. He has no excuse to be a Phillies fan. Or to ever. No, hold on a second. To ever say that you're pulling for the Phillies because You grew up in Atlanta, other than the fact that you love Philly sports.
Can I say something real
quick? You can. Yeah, absolutely. I'm never going to let you not speak when I call you out.
I did not say that I was rooting for the Phillies. I said I would rather see the Phillies in the World Series than the Dodgers and the Yankees again. That doesn't mean I'm rooting for them. I just really don't care.
Can I give you the rebuttal of that?
Yes.
The question was, I listened enough. The question was, who's your B team? And you said, I'm pulling for the Phillies.
No, I said the Tigers. I said the Tigers.
I'm with Dylan on that one. It was a conversation about, are you tired of seeing the same teams?
Yes.
And he was like, I'd rather see the Phillies than the Dodgers and Yankees.
No. No, because we've only seen the Yankees once in the last, like, 7-8 years being in the World Series. We literally saw the Phillies in a World Series recently.
I got one more name I want to throw at you.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, they lost that World Series to the Astros, right?
Yeah.
I got one more name I want to throw at you in terms of former Braves, and then we got to turn the page and go to Mike Taylor. How about Max Fried? Rooting for him?
Yeah.
You are rooting for Max Fried.
I'm rooting for Max
Fried.
Even
though he plays for the Yankees.
You know the difference? Max Fried plays in, well, they're out now.
Right.
But he plays in one game, maybe two games a series. So I'm always going to pull for Max Fried to do well. I love Max Fried.
That's fair.
Max Fried is one of my favorite Braves over the last 15 years. And so was Dansby, actually. Freddie was in there. He just wasn't top of the list.
Interesting. Okay.
Look, man, I don't have it. Max Fried also didn't throw any shade when he left. And the Braves fans.
His is the same as Dansby to me. He was going to get that money.
But Braves fans got mad at Dansby for throwing a little shade when he left. But Dansby did that a little bit, but Max Fried didn't do that at all. And so, you know, like, I've always liked Max. Look, hey, real quick, I know we got to get to a mic'd up, but I want to tell you right now, we've got an NFL quadruple header coming up this Sunday on Sports Radio 929 The Game, starting at 9:15 a.m. It's the Broncos taking on the Jets in London. Then we'll have the Cowboys at the Panthers. Then it's Titans at the Raiders, followed by Sunday Night Football with the Lions at the Chiefs. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. 4 big NFL games all day this Sunday on Sports Radio 929 The Game. You know what? I wonder if Window Nation will help me out with windows.
All right. Welcome into Mic'd Up. Reminder, as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We're going to do this thing today that is a stock market on college football quarterbacks. So
buy or
sell. I mentioned this earlier. All right, do what?
I say buy or sell.
Oh, buy or sell. Or
right.
Hold. You can hold, and you can hold if you want to, you know, move forward with that. I said Bondsman Bo or whatever it was earlier. Day Trader Dylan
you said
back
Broker
there.
Broker Bo.
Broker Bo.
And you were Mutual Fund Mike.
Mutual Fund
Mike. I love a Mutual Fund Mike is the best thing ever.
One thing I've learned about Mike, he's pretty good when it comes to like making up names like alliteration. He's pretty good at Fair Foul Friday, Which One Wednesday.
You know who hates
Tuesday.
That? Little man, Zeno. He's I hate the word alliteration.
Yeah, well, shocker. He hates everything. It is what it is, man. Let's run through a couple of these. I got 10 names that I want to throw out at you. You tell me, are we buying at this point? Are we selling? And granted, it could be just who they're playing this week. You think they're going to do well. You don't think they're going to do this week, or it could be the rest of the season. All right. So let's start off with the obvious one, because I think this is the conversation that most people are having in terms of college football quarterbacks. Let's start with Arch Manning. He's playing Oklahoma this week. They could be getting John Mateer back on the other side of the field. They are a dog, or they're a favorite in this game. No, they're a dog in this game. So 1.5 points, whatever the spread is. Are you buying, selling, or holding on Arch Manning for the rest of the way or for this weekend?
I'm holding. I'm not out on Arch Manning. I don't know what people expected. You know, it was ridiculous the amount of pressure put on him and all these accolades that he got preseason crowned with, and I said it during the preseason. Arch Manning, though, is starting to figure it out. I think he's got a good offensive-minded coach with him. He's got good talent around him. If their offensive line could get their ish together and learn how to protect and run block a little bit better, it might have been an easier path. Hold. Do not sell yet on Arch Manning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to sell for this weekend because I think that's how good Oklahoma's defense is.
Is it just the weekend?
Well, you can go either way. That's what I was saying. You can go either way. They are a 1.5-point favorite, by the way, as we move towards. All right, so, but I was going to say, I'm going to sell for this weekend, but I think long-term you're right to hold. I'm not buying yet. I think that he'll get there. I'm going to hold long-term, but I am selling this weekend. I think he's going to be up against it.
They haven't beat a Power 4 team yet, have they?
No, they have not.
Huh.
They have not.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month, but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of which, let's go to talk about another quarterback that was in the headlines this past weekend. How about Nico Iamaleava? I think the stock's still relatively low. It started to gain some steam. They're going to play at Michigan State this weekend. I believe that's a noon Eastern game. You buying, selling, holding on Nico Iamaleava?
I've never been buying, so I'm continuing to sell.
Right. You're out on him.
Not a Nico guy.
You don't think that he's turned over a new leaf under Jerry Neuheisel?
I think he took advantage of a team on a rebound, and it didn't go well for the rebounding team.
Wow. I think I'm going to buy Nico.
Throw your money. Hey, let me go grab my lighter. I'll just burn your money for you.
I think I'm going to buy Nico because I think that if he continues to have a run component to his game, which he hasn't really shown too much of in the past, and I think that changes everything for him. Now, do I think that there's a chance that he, you know, twists an ankle or a knee or something? Absolutely. He's like 165 soaking wet. But I think I'm going to buy on Nico, man. I think that if he's going to run for 150 yards, then add me in on that one. Speaking of which, let's go to the team that was on the other side of the field in that matchup. Let's talk about Drew Aller. Northwestern at Penn State this weekend. Are we buying or selling on Drew Aller for Penn State?
I'm buying this weekend. I'm going to hold overall because I still this is what frustrates me about James Franklin. How is this, what, year three of Drew Aller starting, and I don't know what the hell he is?
I know. Is that a James Franklin thing,
yes,
or a Drew Aller thing?
Mm-mm.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry.
I think it's James Franklin.
I'm sorry. I think it's development is part of a college. If you get how many college coaches get the, in today's game, get the luxury of having a quarterback for that many years there in the program, and we still don't know what they are? No.
I'll be curious to see where his goes. I think I'm just going to hold on Drew Aller for now. I think I'm just holding. I think he probably does have a good game, obviously, against Northwestern, a little bit of a rebound game, but I'm still not sure that he's the guy that everybody had pinned in preseason, including Phil Steele, who we had on the show. All right, I got to speed up. How about this one? Let's go to your guys down there, the Florida Gators. DJ Lagway, I think you're buying. You've had that twinkle in your eye all week.
I'm buying because he's gotten what could be, if used right, one of the best players in college football in Dallas Wilson.
Yeah.
True freshman. And you pair that with a very good run blocking offensive line and Jaden Ball's a very good running back. I think that it could start to click. So I'm buying.
All right, we got to hustle through these. I'm selling on DJ Lagway this weekend,
Hater.
And I'm going to hold long-term. At Texas A&M, he ain't going to fare well. It's not going to be LSU bad, but it's not going to be good. All right, how about my guy, Ty Simpson, man? At Mizzou this weekend, noon start, Como. What do you think, buy or sell?
I'm buying Ty Simpson all the way. I'm not selling stock on anybody by like a Ty Simpson. This guy is going to be probably one of the first three quarterbacks drafted.
Yeah,
next
I'm
year.
Obviously buying on him. Let's talk about the guy on the other side of the field, Bo Pribula.
I have no clue what Bo Pribula is. He couldn't even win the starting. He was heralded, transferred from Penn State, lost the starting job out of camp. Obviously, he has Mizzou rolling. They're 14th in the country, but I just don't know what he is. So I'm going to hold because
I'm going to hold this weekend too. I think that dual threat quarterbacks give Bama problems, but they've played nobody. They haven't even played an away game yet. Missouri has not.
Must be nice.
Let's talk about Julian Sayin. How about that one? Ohio State's quarterback, they face off of Illinois this weekend. Julian Sayin, we buying, selling, holding?
You know, I'm going to sell this weekend.
It's pretty high. The stock's really high right now.
I'm going to sell this
weekend. You could make the argument that it's as high as it's going to get.
I'm going to sell and make some money because I'm not sure we know what he is yet. Because people forget, if Arch Manning didn't have – if he was playing any other quarterback in week one that was starting for Texas other than Arch Manning, everyone would have been complaining about – how bad he played in that game.
Yeah.
He didn't play great either.
I agree with that one. Let's go. We got to get some of these quick. How about this one? He's only made one start. Trinidad Chambliss.
Buying.
Washington State this weekend.
Buy. Washington State might be one of the worst teams in a wannabe Power
Long
Four conference.
Long term, though, how about this? His next two games, Georgia and Oklahoma.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Lane,
that's tough.
But yeah, so what? Lane,
that's tough.
I watched Lane Kiffin put in the quarterback that he's now benched go down the field against Georgia. Bye.
All right, how about this? Two more. Garrett Nussmeier, South Carolina this weekend?
I'm going to sell.
Wow.
I think South Carolina's a revenge game.
And wow.
Nussmeier forces stuff too much.
All right, and then final one, Gunnar Stockton.
I'm buying.
Buying, selling,
I'm
holding.
Buying. They're going to.
I think if you're buying, though, aren't you saying that it's going to get better than it is right now?
He's
pretty good.
I'm buying for this weekend.
All right.
I mean, I'm holding. Maybe I've already got stock. I don't know. You know, I don't know about the hold.
All right, man, we got to go to break. Fun stuff right there. Appreciate you guys. Reminder, this segment brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We come back. We're going to chop it up with Mr. Georgia Bulldog, Rusty Mansell himself. He's going to give us, he's going to say whether or not he's buying on Gunnar Stockton. Stick with us. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.